It's a loch. I think last week you spoke about Galantra more in Sif Yizayin. That a Melamed Tinoikas, a teacher, has got to be careful how teachers, in order not to waste time, not to go out in the middle of teaching, to do other things. Yeah, so that's why I said a Melamed can't be a member of Hatzolah. He hasn't got the heter because he's a member of Hatzolah to lead children. It's for other reasons as well. But if he wants to be a member of Hatzolah, it can be at times when he's not teaching. Then we saw the remark about not being up too late at night, not to eat too much, not to eat too little. Otherwise you can't teach properly. So the Mechaber had said there, Lefichach, for all these reasons, Ein lehoshiv melamed el bal yiro, mohir likoy ledaktik. So it's got to be, before anything else, a bal yiro. Then it's got to be mohir likoy. Mohir, to learn, spend all this time learning, ledaktik. What does the dachtik mean here? We talk about later on, see if you test again, the Machava says you've got two melamdim. One is koire harbe, veim dachtikim mohem, lehavinam, al nochein. Vechod ene koire kalkach, elishim dachtikim mohem, lehavinam. So what's the dachtik? So, yes, the Gemara brings a story, the Maisa of Yoav. Yeah, Yoav was the Tzatzor of David Amor's army, and he went and he was a Kaim, Syria, to destroy Amalek, but he killed only the men and not the women. Otter gezocht, why do you do that? David Amor said to him, why do you do that? He said, as they were getting cheder, timche is zocher Amalek. So what do you mean? Zeichen, not zocher. So the Gemara says, so he went to his Muhammad, he went to his teacher and said to him, Haytchon, is that what you taught me? Tim Chazachar Amalek? He said, no, I taught you Zechar Amalek. So what actually happened there? What did the teacher what did the Rebbe tell him? Let's the Chayim say like this. That he wants to kill him, yeah, he wants to kill his Rebbe. So the Pshat, the Chayim Zugnazoi, their Rebbe, this Rebbe taught him properly. He taught him Timcha Zecher Amalek. This Rebbe was in the category of a person which the Mechaber says, that means he didn't check that all his talmidim, all the children. He wasn't a doctor to see to it that to make sure that all the children heard properly what he said. and repeated it properly. So this teacher was fast, but he wasn't a medaktik. Medaktik means to be medaktik, to take care that the Talmidim heard properly and absorbed properly what they were told. He was a besliberflechtig in that. So not that he taught anything wrong, he just didn't make sure that the children heard properly. So that's what he had this tiny row with Rebbe, yeah, but he weren't careful to make sure that I understood. And I said it properly. I learned Timche Zohar Amalek, and I didn't hear the second time he was looked. Mistumma, Shaykh the Paschim say Mistumma, every Rebbe repeats everything at least twice, so there's a chance to have heard it again. So that was the... So medaktik here means, to be particular and careful that the Talmidim should hear properly and repeat it properly and remember it properly. This is medaktik. So Malamad got to be Balyiro, Moy Likro Didaktik. So he brings here the Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shten, he brings in his Sefer Rabbi Yaakov, he brings as the Sefer Tzemach Tzadik from one of the Vision Sarebas, earlier Vision Sarebas, was Galukt. He said that he had his grandchildren sleeping in his house, and used to wake them up in the morning, and used to bring them Nagelwasser. So once, one of his Einikach said to him, Zaydi, for what stuff to bring a Nagelwasser? We can get ourselves. And the Gezukt Nachatam, why can we get ourselves? Because there's no, it's not Daladamas from our beds to where the Nagelwasser is. So we could walk there and get ourselves. Why do you have to bring us Nagelwasser? So the Zaydat in Gefreik, the Tzemach Tzadik said to him, who told you that? At the Gezukt, my Rebbe, the Mlamet. At he gave him notice straight away. Gave the Rebbe notice. He gave him the sack off the platz.
The Rebbe.
He sacked the Rebbe, yeah. Okay, do you know something? I'm not going to go all the potty points on the mice. I'm just telling you this over, yeah? You can add on what you want. You can embellish it, you know, like most stories. You can fill out the missing bits. Is some people here, as our mice, get a bit shocked. Oh, but Sazach, which a lot of people don't know, as the Halach is Azai. Steht, I'll show you the second Mishavua, The zweite Mishavua. In Simon Aleph. Sif Cotton Base. This is an interesting, a wichtige Mishavua. A lot of people don't know a lot of Nakudas here. Who done Simon Aleph? It's too simple, huh? Can't say. Aber, as we state, the Mishabruah brings here Sivkotin base from the Shulah Kodesh. Miyat, a few things. So, there are a few things quite important to mention. Miyat shenis oire, kashis oire mishinosai. A person wakes up from his sleep, the ain't a right solution. He doesn't want to sleep anymore. Yitel Yodov, he should wash his hands straight away. Afshin Nisha Mushkov, even though he stays in bed, Abamadav Vashin Negavas, he's got to wash Negavas straight away. Umikol Shekain, Shelo Yelech Daladamas, Bleed until he died. And Kol Shekain, one shouldn't walk 4 Amas without washing Negavas. And we should be very careful about that, not to walk Daladamas without washing Negavasa. Ubazer HaKodesh Machlik Avuzer Ba'on Shele Moed. And the Zoya goes to length to explain what a very wrong thing that is. Ki Humashe Alatz Meruach HaTumah. he retains the Ruach HaTumah on himself until he washes Negevasa. Umikol Mokam, he says, all the same, Cholila laver shum isser avu chesu netil sedayim. One shouldn't be over any isser because you haven't got netil sedayim. Kagonatzer atzmoi. If a person has to go to the Visakisa and he holds back. Oy lichach maim sheichin chaverei. Avu atzmoi to take water from somebody else. Unless you're sure, that's take to Murosam, you put replace the straight with other water. So he says, im ira, if it happens, shamayim ruchoikim. The water is far from his bed. The ain lo mishi karam elav. You've got nobody to bring to. So you wake up in the middle of the night, and the door there is all. You've got nobody to bring the water to you. You've got four beds, and the water's by the fourth, and you're the one, number one. So to walk there, you're going to have to go down dance. What should you do? So he says, some people go. Walk less than Dalamas at the time. Stop. Less than Dalamas and stop. So to break the Mishavura from the Shari Tshuva, Lenihira, it's not correct. It's better to go quickly in order not to retain the Ruach Ro. So you should run to the water and oh. Then he says, oh. Then he says, well, the terrace, many people say, oh, but the whole house is like Dalamas. So it doesn't matter. Doctor, first of all, he says, "Ein nisman chazeh, kim b'shasatchak." So you can't rely on that. Only b'shasatchak. As they state in Shari Tshuva, as they state in Eli Rava. In the MSC is under Tainan. I think Eli Rava is Tainan. I feel it. Kula kvayes kedal damas. Of a shit, you mustn't walk kedal damas. So if you walk less than Daladamas, no. But if the whole house is Daladamas, so you're walking Daladamas. And you mustn't walk Daladamas before Negevasa. So you can only rely on the Kolab Bayis Daladamas, and the Kolab Bayis Daladamas means what? What's Kolab Bayis Daladamas? What? What is Kol HaBayis? What Bayis? Zuk the Maril. The Dali Rabbi brings to the Maril and from other Poskim. Wherever it says Bayis in Shas, it means a room, not a house. Can't say, I'm in my bedroom and I'm going to go to watch Negevasa in another room, go through another room where there's water. Kol HaBayis Kedal Damas. Just kind of helping Shazaya. Zuk the Dali Rabbi. The Zuchanisht. At the best, if it's in the same room, so you can say Kol HaBayis Kedal Damas, but now you've got to go to a different room. So the kids and Negevasa has got to be mamish, should be mamish next to the bed. And chutzin there's nacha in you not even to stand up without washing Negevasa. So even if you're not going to be makbid on that, but the Kol HaPochas, you should never go more than less than Dal Damas. I mean, you shouldn't walk Dal Damas, because Dal Damas is already more than you're allowed to go without washing Negevasa. Those?
So why do you accept
the demand?
So far, you said you have to go up to
the room. No, you said you can't go in the whole room. You can't go in the whole room as...
Yeah.
No, this is the Chatzavot. I feel like that's right. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So that's what the kid said.
It was Daldams. Otherwise, it was, yeah. I can't shoot and the master know exactly how it was, yeah. But as I hacked around in Kinder, which is not right. It's called Hapyalucha. Yeah, but the problem is, a lot of people do that. A lot of people, at first, you can't put the Negevasa next to the beds of the little children, because you're going to make a mess. So you get a marble in the house. So as they wax on their kinder, but then it comes to a stage where older children should be able and capable of looking after that. Yeah, but it's black as they, it's black chin as they, it's a gear to the ankasir, and things don't change. And they'll listen as machta goes in Afkira. Mis mashal as ruach hatuma. He said it doesn't matter as long as you've got as long as you've got Negevasa within the room, is that color of ice kadal damas. That's true, but the evidence was shasat chak, you can't rely on that lechatchila. If lemas you woke up the night, and you didn't have water to wash your hands, gimel purim karui, enough water or proper water to wash your hands. The havi ruach atuma. Afa pikin cholila loy levatam divatoyim shemzeh. Don't stay in bed until it's daybreak. And a yitim mat, you should wash with a bit of water. You naki yoda b'chol midis v'naki. Rub your hands on something that will clean your hands a bit. V'vorech v'ilmoid k'din ha-talmud v'aposke. Yeah, but upon this ha-zach, the first thing in the morning you wake up, al negel v'aser, yishtav, negel v'aser, by the bed. Don't push it. And the best thing is he brings the magia of the new rush. It brings us a state from Gedolei HaChodim that you shouldn't even put your feet on the ground and stand up without having washed negel v'aser. So you could argue that's a shtick l'chumra, can say, of a to go dalad amos or more without washing negel v'aser. This is pashas minadin, chatilim minadin azot nevishvuro. And to say kol avayt kedal adamus is a shvacha maisa. You can't rely on that. It's dying shit in the Gemara and the Paskin Nishas. That's the one has to be careful. But I can put in what this brings out is that if a malamed teaches children in your name, that's got nothing to do with what he's learning, but in your name in halacha and hanhoga, which are not ois gehalten, it's also a sibah to tell him to go. Yeah. So one has to be careful. So you've got to choose a malamed carefully. Malamed does have somebody who is a redactor, is a bal yiro, which is a mechaber, at yiro. Bal yiro. Does have a bal yiro. He brings here in his Agdoma, I just saw before, he brings here in his Agdoma. Ashikl Kavayosha, Sefer Kavayosha brings Ashikl Zaya Pash Slechlecho. He says, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, when he used to go to see the children learning, he used to say, Azilno lemechme ape shchinta. I'm going to see the ponim of the Shechina. Zok the Kavayosho, what do you mean when he used to go? Zok the, it used to be the minig of Anshe Masa, of Choshev people, when they weren't learning or couldn't learn, they're too shvach for learning, they used to go to visit the Chadorim, where children were learning. In order to be in a place where there's a Shvos HaShechina. Al-Kaini says, Sorich Odom Nizoya Shikola Hoylech L'Shom L'Veisam Lamdim. A person goes to a place where children are being taught. No, listen, so there you go to the Koisel. More. Yeah, that's actually more. That's outside the Beis Hamikdash, of course. Not there.
Rav
Hirsch
came to our class more than once.
Al-Kain, he says, therefore, a Malamud himself has got to losim alibay shashchina shaychenes etzloi. V'yasa malachti b'emuna l'irimir kashu melech shemaim. And that's why the cheder, he says, the cheder where children learn should be a clean place, shouldn't be a mess. And v'mekayim hoi machnecha kodesh, ki zeh nikha machne shchina, ad kal shoynei of the Kavah Yosha. No, son? Chosho zach, so listen. So I think also, just want to go to one other Nakuda we spoke about last week, but I'm not sure. Yeah, we spoke about whether Malamdim are allowed to not go to teach if they're putting in a claim for, I don't want to use the word extra wages, because usually it's never extra wages, but it's to bring up the wages to a level of at least where they started. Yeah, after 4 years or 5 years, the inflation has eroded their wages, so not they're being paid less than what was original. And even if it's the same, and more the push up, the cost of living has gone up maybe more than the level of inflation. Inflation is only, it's worked out on a certain basis, which may not be negated. So I wanted to mention here that the, I did not mention this, there are a whole tshuva in Shlomo Zalman, Agon Shlomo Zalman Zechon Yerucha, and he says, Zechon Yerucha Sim Pezayin, says, what happens if the governors say, okay, you don't want to teach at this rate, Chaim Shalom, I can find other Malamdim who will teach at the rate that we want to pay. So you're welcome to leave your position. Now, Zukta says, if you can say that. And one of the reasons why, and also Nakuda, this is Nakuda I want to mention because is the position of a Malamed like a Sroah? Sroah means an appointment of Chashivas. Koshtet in Chinuch, Legava Malchus, Legava Malach, and Malchus, and whether his son inherits, all any Sroahs, which has got some kind of cover to it, and any Minui in Klal Yisrael, they transfer Birusha from father to son. So the Chinuch says, I feel Chazan HaKnesses, even the Shamas and Shul. Ain a Salik, but Mukim Shilinoa go betchil limnoise lezman yidua. If it's a place where there's not normally a time set for how long they're employed, you can't just leave Salikin. Unless they find fault with him, which is Em's fault. He says, our Sifi and Shulchan Aruch, our Sif Shtei Do, that if you find a Malamed who's better than the first one, you can be Masalik the first one. He says, Bizman Azaz of the Shem Zalman is Odif Tvei, V'choshev Yosef, Derech Kovid. It's like Inyanov Minui, Asroro. And it's not worse than a Moil, Shittim Abit, Halocha Revachas, as Chazonim, Shochtim, and Moilim, COVID, and you can't even sell them. Unless they've done something wrong, up sheer. And then you can't decide that. If you're the employer, you've got to Mdar Gaines, Mdadin Torah, or Mdachomim, or Mdishtam. So even though there was an agreement at a certain level of salary at first, if the Das HaMumchim is that now, 2, 3, 4, 5 years later, it's not enough, and if they're not prepared to be done, so you're entitled to withdraw, so the Malamed are entitled to get together and withdraw their services until it's sorted out. But he talks to you about the way to be sorted out is B'derech Kovod and B'derech HaSholem, without a Ganzer Geschäft of our Koponim, they're entitled to say we're not going to carry on teaching yet other than the Kinderblam of the Heim until it's sorted out, because otherwise they can't teach if they're short of what they need for their living, so they can't teach. And then he says, he brings some Chasson Sefer and Chashon Mishpat and Siman Hei and Shuvas. He says that the Gavas Chama beats the Torah. People who teach Torah, Magidishin Yeshivas, Rosh Yeshivas, or Yeshivas Ketanas, or any Moisad. Shechayovim lohoistif al scholom, there's a chiyuv to increase their salary, Beinim Nisyak Rasha, whether it's because of inflation, person's Muhammad's family was till now was four children. Now he's got six, seven, eight. The costs push it, his costs are higher. There's a chiyuv to increase the schar. properly. Then he says, and even if you'd say that the pashas in Shulchan Aruch is that melumdus to teach is not called a sora, it's not called a shem nichbad for whatever reason, or it should be a shittin pusuk, yeah, as mastika rabim kachum loyim boed sagavot mechubadik matzuk. But lo mazuk nafunas nisht. But he says mikomukim lo shumanu miyomenu. We've never heard she salik malamed mi beis talmud tziburi from a public moised that she be masalik at malamed afim bo achet toy bimena, even if you do find somebody better than him. Vekim shekein, then even though misaladin ken zayin in mishm chuyiv, or lemaisa the mabit says shoychet or moyo, all those people are like minuim shall covet, whether you like it or not. And Mela, you can't be Masalik. So I'm mentioning this specifically because many people who got to do with running Talmud Torah, and they quote the Mechava here, which you just learnt, the Mechava here, that you find a better one, Masalik the first one. So should I push this out? First of all, the Shem Zam is made that Makamish Gaita Zazach, number one. But number two, there's another condition. Another condition is, Shulchan Poskim, is that you can only be Masalik and Malamud if he's not on contract. But if he first was employed on contract for a year, for 2 years, for half a year, whatever it is, you cannot be Masalikim Toichatzman, even if you find somebody else is better. So this whole halacha, if you find somebody else is better, you can be Masalik, the earlier Malamud, that's only if there's been no contract. So there's no contract, so you can stop the contract, the contract or the non-contract any time. It could change. Oh, but if there's a contract, you've hired the person for a year or for whatever it is, you can't throw him out after a time less than the contract, even though you've got better Muhammad. So it doesn't matter. The contract takes precedence. As Shem Zam, the Emma said some full Shatua in the Radvals, the Brinus Radvals. The Radvaz says like this: somebody had a shayla, he's got a malamud, and then this malamud was on contract. See what I mean? And then he found a better malamud. So, okay, he wants to be a gentleman. He doesn't want to just throw him on the street. I'll give him a panosa. I'll give him other work to do, work that's even easier than being a malamud. Everybody agrees there's many things that are easier than being a malamud. Yeah? It's not easy to be a malamud. Zukt Radvaz, Chua, Eino Neisim Leim Eloch Acheres. You can't give him any other job. First of all, because teaching, the malamud himself has got Tiales. Alent. He's got Tiales. So you can't change him to another Melocha. And Gedolim Mizeh Ani Oimer, if he hired him for his children, and he says, you know, I found another Malamud for my children, I'll give you other children to teach. He can say, the Malamud can say, I can cope with your children, or Yana's children, much more difficult to handle and to discipline. I can't take on a job with children that are more problematic than yours. And it won't be Masliach. But that's only if he was hired him Chatzolah for his children. But if he hired him just to teach children, didn't say specify which, then he can give other children. But if he can't find any other children, he's found the Baal, a better Malamud than him, for his children. And he hasn't any other children to give him to teach. So this Malamud is now going to be stuck, no job. What's he do? Zukta. Noisin lois chorim shulam. He's got to pay him his full salary till the end of the term. At the end of term of the employment. He gains nothing from not doing anything. Forget. Carriers. People used to carry goods and things for people. So there was a mistake somewhere and they weren't, there was nothing for them to carry. So they lose out because a person is used to carrying things, he's got to carry on carrying. If he stops, he loses the ability to carry. If I the koiches. So kolchkin belimud, well shigam hu marviach kid kasivna. So you can see that to lay off melamdim just because you find somebody better, in shazaposhazak nowadays kmat, every job is on contract, and therefore you can't lay them off. And if you do, you've got to pay him for the full salary. And that's even if it's not called a sroa. But somebody who's in a job, in a chinuch job, where there's a sroa, the moshul principal of a school, the principal of a moshul, the head of a moshul. Had a moshul, the zikha sroa, a zikha proper minui. Or like shochtim, hand examine, I hold him to the big arichs about him, say, come at the point. Shochtim, menakrim, ashgichim, people like that, it's a sroa. Shteta, the whole tshuva in Moshe Feinstein, whether a woman can be a mashgiach, because it is a sora, hashgiach sora, and you can't give sora to a woman. Zukt Moshe, but since the rov is her boss, and the rov is in charge, she hasn't got sora for herself. It's the rov sora. Zukt Moshe. But all these things are soras, hashgiach, all these kind of things are sora. So it's a job, and it's on contract as well. So for both reasons, there are two reasons why you can't be masalik a melamed stamazi. Unless you found the melamed did of shir. But then it's got to be nidun. You can't go to court for that, or go to any of these, whatever name you want to call it, and go for arbitration. So this whole thing, that people think it's easy to get rid of a melamed, it's not easy at all. And even if you do get rid of him, if he hasn't done anything mamish wrong, you're going to have to pay out the full salary to the end of the term. Das Shteidum. So this Bekitzer. This was also Das Shteidum. Yes, Azoi. Yeah, and also the Reb Shimon Zamrat, Le Shemana Miyameinu, that to be Masalik and Melamed from a public Talmud Torah. Afila Bo Achatoy Bimenu. So Shalom, when is the Talmud Torah public Talmud Torah? When is it not public Talmud Torah? If it's a Talmud Torah which serves the tzibur, mm-hmm. It's a public Talmud Torah. Normalazay. There's very few Talmud Torah which are a private enterprise. So if there's a zanidin, I would have done zanidin. That's what I'm saying. It's nothing pushing. Yeah, the foul. Each case needs to be addressed properly by independent mumchim and people. Chatchila rabbonim, as we said in the pasuk below. But every case needs to be addressed on its own merit. Every case is different. Yes, so Gestanen, we're up to Emes, we're up to Sif Yitches, I think. I see these two Sifim, two interesting Sifim here. The first Sif says, we've just said it, you see it again, states that if there's a Malamut who's teaching children, and like we said till now, we're talking when he's not on a contract. He's teaching children, and another Malamut turned up, and he's a better teacher, better Malamut, he's Toiv Mimenu. The Masalkin Horishim Ibn Hashem. We remove the first one and we install the second one. Why? Because it teaches better. Shab better? It's not very clear what's shab better. A better must be that he teaches more clearly, the children understand better, there's a better discipline, Fashin and Salzachen could be better. Dosh Deit and Sif Yud Ches. Very simple. Sif, in fact, so simple there's no Farshim on that Sif. Then state Sif Yud Ches a different situation. Sif Ches state if you've got two melamdim, yesh kan shnei melamdim, one of them learns a lot with the talmidim, he covers a lot, but ve'ei medakter ki mohem lehavinam al nuchin, he's not medakter to make sure that they've all understood properly, like we said right at the beginning. But Acher, there's another Vechod, another Melamed. He doesn't cover so much ground, but he's medactic. He's medactic Lavinam, to that they should understand what they're learning. Who do you take? Remember, both this and the previous sif is a machlokes in the Gemara between between Rova and Avdimi, I think. I can't remember. Machlokes Amorim. So we paskin not like Rova. We say that you take the medactic. Leichin oyster she medactic geisim. We take the one who's medactic more, not the one who covers more. I want to be medactic here in the Dushan Mechava. Yeah, it's a something. The first Mechava says, you've got the Melamed, and another Melamed comes along, he's already teaching. There's a Mashma. You've got Melamed, he's teaching, he's taught now for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, and Kintz again, a new younger man, and Melamed, healthy, enough better, and he's Melamed, he wants to be Melamed to Nikus, and you find that he's a better Melamed than the first one. So you say to the first one, yeah, Bitteschön, Danke schön, and we'll see you again sometime. Aber Devar, we've got a better Melamed, and it's got to go. And again, we're talking, there's no contract, yeah, there's no contract. Fine. So it's clear, in the words of the Mechaber, that Mesalkin. Mesalkin, Horishon Knashin. You remove the first Melamed to make way for the second Melamed, who's a better Melamed. In this Sif, Im Yash Kan Shnei Melamedim. You've got two teachers. One covers more ground, but is not so medactic, to make sure the children understand. And the other one covers less ground, but is more medactic. Which they do? Leichin oisei she medactic yoseh. We take the one who's more careful to make sure the children understand. It doesn't say that I'm sulking one or the other. He talks, leichin oisei. So, the Mechaber here is talking about a situation where you got an empty position, available position, and the shal is now which of these two melamdim should we choose? The medakta kyoser or the one that covers more ground? So Mechaber, we take the one who's medakta kyoser. Didn't you come out about masalkin, shasalkin? Because the chayra, the loshon Mechaber is, here we're talking where you've got a job. There's a job available, and there's two candidates. So which candidate do you take? The one's medakta kyoser. The mashmos is, if you already gave the job to the one who's not medactic yoser, he's already in the job. He's a good rebbe, nothing wrong with him, except he's not so medactic, that they should understand. But he covers more ground. He's already got the job. Shteitnish in the Mechaber that you can be mesalekim. Shteitnish. Not shteitnish. Lamas is, as Lish did in the Pesachua Yud, he says, he sends a sefer v'nei chaya, no, go free the kachem. He brings his duke. And I looked up the Bnei Chaya, and he's taken the duke, like I said, because in the first sif he talks about being Mesalek, and the second he doesn't talk about being Mesalek, he's talking about an initial appointment. What choice do we make? Who do you choose? So he says, you choose the ones from Dakta. By story is that if you chose already the other one, you can't be Mesalekim. Are they right this? And then he says, "V'ayin heitei b'tshuvas ha'advaz ha'chadoshim l'rish behi," which I just read out to you. Yeah. Because the Dr. Retzich, if he's already got the contract, then Avadi can't be Mesalekim. Oh, but it's Masha Ondim. So, Azoi v'chasham. So, V'asihin Imre Yaakov, Ezoknish Azoi. He brings a Me'iri. The Me'iri often plats, though, is Zoktak Nish Azoi. He says, Mesalekim. Azoi Shdin Me'iri, Mesalekim. Even if he's already started the job, the one who's more medactic takes precedence. The chayre, nishmashon, if the loshna gomor is nishmashon. So I looked around a bit in Rishonim, all I want to tell you is that it's nishpushet, yeah? It's the old days, the Rishonim and Achonim here. We have to pass an azah, azah, halukh, lemaisa. I'm not sure I'm getting in. I'm not sure it's a shayla. It's got to be addressed. But it's not such a push azah. You can see here, the mechaba had chayre, loshna gomor is pushet. And the Bnei Chaya is Medak Loshna Mechaba, it's not just Loshna Mechaba, it's the Loshna Memris. There's two Memris in the Gemara. And one memory talks about being Mesalek, like in Sif Yud Ches, where you're just talking about one, a better Melamed turns up. And the other memory is where there's two melamdim, and the child is which one to take. Doesn't see if you test. Aber that to be masalik, shlik nicht. So, sa, lamo zogun sa shayla. Something can happen, okay, things can happen, aber da wissen sa shayla. Nothing's pushed. Jede Sache ist sa shayla, we've got machleikas in here, we've got andere shittas, das ist ein Problem.
Why can't you say, yeah. If you test, if you test, what's
the definition of the melamdim? No, it's not, because two different members in the Gemara. Two different members in the Gemara. One's nothing to do with the other. Forget, no Paschal with Paschal like Rover in one and Rabbi in the other. It's not Tzuli Zavzeh. It's not Tzuli Zavzeh. It's close. It's not Tzuli Zavzeh.
It's not Tzuli Zavzeh. It's not Tzuli Zavzeh. It's
not Tzuli Zavzeh. No, it's not Nishkarai at all.
Why not?
Because he says here the book. Because no, as I was marked before, Meret, Do, Baidzen, Gute, Melamdim. You can't be misalik any one of them for being a Peshan in his job. Now the Shali is who do you give precedence to? Just take close. Because if one's a Peshan, then I'd rather you take the other one. Yeah? So it's close. Yeah, it's close. Yeah, so you can marry then. If you want Afghan, I'll just.
How would you know beforehand who gives a better performance?
You make inquiries. It's like a shidduch, you know. You don't always get it right, but you make inquiries if you want. Yeah. Oh, but when you make inquiries, the person you make inquiries from does it with the members. And that's where you get big shilas, yeah? There's big shilas in shidduch and kseidim. I think not a week goes past without somebody getting a shayla. What do you say? What do you say? What can you say? What can't you say? Yeah. Are you allowed to not to say? Nowadays, in Shidduchim, Chazon's a great problem. Shidduchim has become a matter now that if you make inquiries, so say, what's the best way to make inquiries? Ask the boys' chaverim. The chaverim in Yeshiva. Boys aren't stupid. They know why they're being asked. And then when asked, says, I don't want to ruin my best friend's chance of getting a shidduch. So you tell economical truths, yeah? Can nicht kalle machen. Aber der Bucher is a Bucher. Er tracht nicht, als noch a Bucher wird man ihn gemacht. He thinks, the best thing is, er wäre nach Hussen, der ganze Trasse, Bucher, er bot sich zu tracht ist, ob er das verkassen haben. Es darf sein, ein guter Schütte geuchert, nicht stamm, ja, so macht Kalle, die ruhen Schüttech, the Schüttech goes ahead, er hat Matchassene, noch dem, other people got to pick up the pieces, ja, so ist das Problem. Man darf so eine Sache, was ist das? Die größte Sache muss man auch suchen, die größte Sache nicht alles darf man suchen. Das ist, ja. I think I told you, I want to talk to the Rashiya, Master Rashiya. About it. No? Don't talk to the Master. Master Rashiya was a Chayyar Rocha. He was asked about the Shidduch. He was asked about Shidduch. And the Mudabaris, has epilepsy. Epilepsy. Yep. Bizman ha till this man ha shuchnoch, till this man has musaifa bamas. People understood that and they have gehalten remo. That epilepsy is a contagious disease. Is it cool? You see the way they talk, the pasuk talk, it's a contagious disease. At the time of the Chasam Sofer writes in the Chuvas, in a certain Chuvas writes, we now know that's not the case. It's not a contagious disease. It's not contagious. It's a dangerous thing because a person could be crossing the road, the Khalil have a seizure, and then there could be a bus coming, it's dangerous. Oh, but it's not a contagious disease. So in this case, the Mudubaris had been on medication for a few years, and she was stable. It's no problem, had no problems at all. Many years, and the doctor said she'd be all right, she'd be fine. She can live a normal life. After Rosh Hashanah geholfen, as my daughter's son. He told the tzad ha-bucha, she's got no problems. After chasana, after shivsim ha-mishteh, he called in the younger man, the new younger man, the chosen. He said, look, I want you to know, you're going to see your wife taking tablets every day. I'll explain to you what it is. She's epileptic, but she's stable, she's fine, there's nothing to make a fuss about. Don't go running home and tell your parents, not against at all. You can talk to them if you want, but don't make a too much. She's fine, she's safe, she's all. Azoy atagatin doroshir. Schön. So wie kim ich herein der Meister? Because this couple, who the Rashi gave this hero to, Bokshan, got kinder, and the oldest child they had has epilepsy. Yeah, officially it's not her relative, but as I do see it. So the father of the Mudaberes came to him and asked me, would I do the same thing for his chosen that the Roshiva did for it to him? I said, just a minute. You're talking about the Roshiva, yeah? The Roshiva is Roshiva. I can't step in the Roshiva's shoes, not by any stretch of imagination. So you're going to answer my son. I'm not going to go into the protein for them, but I'll just give you the idea. Nishalam ul dachman zoom. Yeah, says, if you've got a shayla like that, as opposed to a shayla where you know that the father of the boy, the moshul, is not a yid. The father of the boy is a goy. Do you have to tell that to the tzadaka, to tzad hamaduberes? I'm going to tell it or not. I think if you go around and get a consensus of opinion, what will the consensus be? Avada, you've got to tell. He can. Besides, if it's chasnu with a kala whose father, or chosn whose father's a goy. Oh, but it's got illness. I say, Hashem, just tell him that she can nizum. Yeah. Oh, but the emes is faket. Yeah. And it's shita gemora. This raya, the stipler can bring the raya. And the Satmaru, the Chatzalik Ruch, the Divrei, like a bunch of Zobar Raya. Both said the same Raya. Because the Gemara says in Yerubas, if somebody's father is a Goy, yeah, so Yelech Lemokim Shem Akirin Oysoi, and Rashi says, Yisro Bas Yisro. I can cut him to a normal Bas Yisro, and he's not Mokhut, you see from there, there's no Chiv to tell, that's what's going on. I'm going to find out later. So Zayn Azay. You can't say it's of the Mekartos, or of Mante Muganat, and Kenshi. Nowadays, it's pushing not Shachtim Sees from there, because in Jukam Mukam Shem Akirin, they say. Yeah, it'll get around in 2 minutes, yeah, somebody's going to pick it up somewhere. So it's not Shach. Mukam Shem Akirin means a bad name Akirin, they say. Otherwise, Oh, I can put him, so a lot of these things, Hilcha Shiduchim, that somebody gave out a sefer with the Chofetz Chaim, based on the Chofetz Chaim, printed with the Chofetz Chaim many years ago, with a lot of nekudas on these shaylas. They're difficult nekudas, and many people are asking these shaylas what to do, how do you answer these questions about shidduchim, and it's like a big problem. Some of these things are very difficult, and it could take a long time to figure out what to say, what not to say. You've got to be very careful. Yeah, mezicha. There's one thing sure. Not to. There's no chiyuv to tell the shadchan. It's only the shadchan daf mezicha this. Because if the shadchan daf mezicha, that's not his yang geshäft. He's got. Not an ashayla for the people involved. So you've got to be very careful even when you say the shatam. You've got to know what to say. Without reacting again. This is ashayla. So when you make inquiries about the Malamud, when you asked before about Malamud, so you've got to get proper, honest replies. The answer is nishposhet. Yeah. Honest replies are very difficult to get, come by. Nishposhet. Everybody's got some kind of negias and some kind of. This is ashayla kundal. Before we go further, I already mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I wanted to tell you a shikl for Rav Dessler about chinuch. There's actually a few minutes. About the sodas of how to be mechanuch and how to teach children. This is these letters. These are Mamulov and Rav Dessler were eye opener. He says here. It looks like he's talking here. He doesn't say who he's writing to, but it looks like he's talking here to people in Gateshead about being miyasa the cheder. But what he says, Bekitzer, he said, and just like the Chazanish, it's at the end of Chelek Gimel, page 362. The Mamba before that as well. But he says that. He says, Bekitzer, I'll try and say Bekitzer what he says. He says like this, Doctor, when you're teaching any subject, I feel Kodesh, I'm actually teaching Mishnais. So you're teaching Gemara, you're teaching Chumash Rashi. So you teach, you're transmitting the idea, which date off and plates, you're transmitting that to Talmidim. So you're transmitting knowledge. So you could argue, no? What's the difference? How I transmit it? As long as the knowledge is transmitted from me to the Talmidim, and the Talmidim understand it, it's fine. Zuktas Nishazai. We're talking here about teaching children Alabis. It's about teaching reading. And he brings here that Mosgafet Chazanish by using newer methods, called the methods of teaching Alabis. So the Chazanish goes on as is also to use any of the new methods. One has to teach Aleph Beis with Komets Aleph O, Komets Beis Bo, and so on. Also the Chazan Shuzukt. And he gives a Hezbeh, the Rav Dester gives his own Hezbeh, gives a Hezbeh, he says, because Avada Zukta, there's an in of Kedusha in learning the Oisis and the Kudus. It's not just transmission of knowledge. There's a certain kedusha, gavaltig kedusha, in learning aleph beis and the nekudas. So avada, you can find shorter and quicker methods, according to new methods like the Goyish way of learning ABC. Now, like he says, the Moshe, they teach ABC, so they teach them whole words, recognize whole words without going through A and B and C. You can learn whole words at a time. So in Kurdish Kamen shall learn. Because each os and each nekudah has got a gavaltik kedusha, and that helps a child to be master the kedusha satorah, kedusha oisis. Amar Rambam mitzorch limser as hakedusha ves hachavivus shem oisim as hayir shemayim ves lahavo. They create, they instill that kedusha of learning the oisis and the nekudahs properly, like the old-fashioned way. That instills yir shemayim and the havas Hashem, the havas satorah in the child. V'zeu ikar limud. That's the ikkah of the teaching of the learning aleph beis. She'en kumoyi b'chol ha'limudim v'chem she'boilam. It's not like that about teaching any other chachma, any other knowledge. Yesh segula miyuchedes le'ahavo. There's a special muskula in learning aleph beis the proper way to come to havas Hashem b'staklus v'oisyos u'nekudos v'idiosam. By looking at the letters individually and the nekudas individually and knowing them. V'zehu tamam shel eile shedavukim belimud komets alefo. U'bevadai da'as hagon achosid ish ha'emes chazoin ish. Zatzal hoise kach. V'shemati gam ani mimenu pomim harbe. I've often heard this from him. V'bedor madoimim lozeh. N'shtit rishonim. Eich, how it important is l'chavei but he says, unfortunately, it's already Nifratz Gavon. It's been destroyed to a large extent. So he talks about how far to go, how far not to go, how to go to mass. But Yisod, there Yisod, as for child to learn Aleph Beis. And Rashi says the Ois read in the Ois, and Ois read in the Nekuda, and saying it, and he carries on saying later about how the way we learned with Kinder, mitanigen, in mitashokel, mitados. That gives a ganze kedusha to the child, and it's an andere kind. The person learns aleph beis this way, or any of the new methods. This is another ein master shena sachmuk zukta master. I bekannt der master in Sanzerov. That he came to a town to ferher. Sanzerov came to a town to ferher. Chiderotten. So the friar mentioned Stoth, they wanted to do a shtick. So they got a goy, a kid, good cop. Matzmoyske lent. The gemara they were going to get ferher on. Matzmoyske lent. Knew the sugya chick-chack, mamash gavaltik. And they pushed him in, the crowd of kids, who went into to the son's room to get her head. Another boy said, who's this? A friend of the king. Why should you have to see that fella? And the kids, they
No, each one goes ahead, ahead, ahead. It's coming to this child. Is the sons of Gzut. That kid doesn't can eat. That child is not to eat. And these fry chav and the maskin, they were shocked. How did he know? How did he know? So they asked him. How do you know? He says, push it. A Yiddish kind learned Torah, zutim Torah. He learned Torah with a bren, with a koch, with a cheshek, with a geschmack. And it shockles sich ahin, it shockles sich ahin, the fire of Torah macht it a shockle like a flame. So this kid stood there, stock still, yeah, like a stone. And yeah, he said everything right, recht, but like a parrot. Das ist nicht kein Yiddish kind. I love to give this, das ist nicht kein Yiddish kind. So do you don't learn Yiddish kind. This is come to nice, actually, Lech Achter brings it. Yeah, Lech Achter brings this thing. Oh, it depends how you start it off. Kinder, we started off with all new modern ways of learning, they don't have that maybe. Oh, but there was a grant from another base. Das liegt nicht da. Ich sag's mir kids, und da kicken lang ganz und dann sagen so viel. Aber da kicken du es so, ne, war ich es. Aber so da kannst du schon nehmen. And there's a Tam Hogan to go daft to bezor da. All right, schon. Make it later, not earlier.
What?
Make it later, not earlier.